Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
They're still working on the snow in the northeast. That winter storm really walloped so many areas. 20 inches of snow in some places. New York City, terrible. They had to postpone those vaccinations for 2 days. Same thing in Jersey and Philly and up and down spots in the other places along that I-95 corridor, as I call it, up and down that stretch. It was really, really awful. I talked to somebody today and said, don't ever tell me that you've got a dusting of snow in Texas, because you have no idea what it's like. Hey, everybody, hope you are safe and warm wherever you are listening to the show. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us. The interesting thing about the snow is I have some bad news for some of you. It's not stopping. There's another storm that's coming with more snow right behind it. So if you think you're getting out of the snow business, no, you're not out of the snow business. It was a long 2 days, and coming up in another couple of days, it might be another long day or two. It means it's going to take a long time for some of that snow that piles up to melt, because that's what happens. You know, you have these big snow piles and they're put in certain places, and then they eventually they melt. So this has been very crazy. In New England, I think you're used to it, but it still was a massive winter storm in New England too, like I said, all the way up and down, just crazy. In New York, I've never seen New York like that, or I shouldn't say never, but not in a very long time. So, of course, travel and vaccine rollouts and all of that was disrupted. All right, speaking of being disrupted, it is politics as usual, and there's a lot of disruptions happening on the Hill, some unusual things, and one of them centers around a congresswoman and whether or not she's going to get booted off of the committees that she was placed on by Republican leadership, because that's what happens. The leaders of your party, if they deem you the person to put on a committee, they put you on a committee. So now the House is going to vote on removing Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia, the Republican congresswoman. At a meeting very late on Wednesday, she apologized to her colleagues for her embrace of dangerous conspiracies on the eve of a House vote to strip her of her committee assignments. And at that same meeting, a majority of Republicans voted by secret ballot to keep Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming in leadership after some wanted to punish her for voting with Democrats to impeach former President Donald Trump. So it's the tale of the fates of two different women. The Democrats announced plans to hold this House vote on Thursday on removing Green from the committees because they can do that. Republican leaders declined to do it on their own on Wednesday. Congressman Jim McGovern, a Democrat from Massachusetts, said, a member of this House is calling for assassinations. If that's the standard that we remove people from committees with, I'm fine with that. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, on the Republican side of things, issued a statement late Wednesday condemning Green's words, but stopped short of taking any action against her. Now, in the Senate, Majority Leader Charles Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell came to terms on how to run a 50-50 chamber after weeks of negotiating. Vice President Harris gives Democrats, rather, the tie-breaking vote, and they will control the committees, if you're looking for the answer on that side of the aisle. And, you know, some Republicans are absolutely not thrilled to have her as a member of their crew, I'll call it. And they're saying that this is the problem that ultimately affects the Republican Party. Where are you going with this? So it's interesting because they're stuck in a weird, precarious situation. And to defend herself against the Democrats, this congresswoman in one day raised $160,000. So there were people that are definitely backing her as well. And again, this goes to the upside down in all different direction world that we live in. I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell, that you have people that are saying, like Mitch McConnell, this is lunacy and she's a loony liar. And then you have others that are saying you just can't do that. So the Republicans are not removing her from the committee, but the Dems are voting on the punishment. And there is a lot of dust being kicked up. We did an unofficial poll. Should she stay or should she go? And so far it's kind of mixed as to your feelings on what should happen there. I got a couple of them that I pulled out here at the top. Charlie, listening to us in New Orleans, says, sets a bad precedent to not stand up for someone in your party. I think it is crazy, the nonsense that she's peddling. Someone needs to tell her to stop it. Although much of what is being reported happened before she was elected, but then that goes to all of us, and what we say on social media is our footprint. And like it or not, as people have seen who have lost jobs or who have lost marriages, they go through forensically and they can pick up anything that you've posted. So beware when you say things off the cuff on a video, or you say something that you tweet out, because that becomes part of your legacy. I like the way you say that, your legacy. I mean, the truth is, and I know what you're saying about marriages, because it's true. We've had divorce lawyers on here who have talked about that before. When someone's getting a divorce, they comb through everything and they do that forensic, they do a forensic search of you and go through Facebook, everything else. So if you're, you know, woohooing it up with somebody else and you're having drinks and you can see and there's things being posted and here I am. And I think that there's this weird, I think there's like a weird veil around social media that so many people don't understand, that have lost jobs, including some very famous people. And we've seen this, what's happened with the censorship in dropping people because of incitement, and now what happened January 6th at the Capitol. The social media world is morphing in a couple of different directions, and you have to be the driver of deciding what you want out there and what you want to be a part of and what you don't want to be a part of. But clearly, the things that were said, that was all caught on tape. So what will the Democrats decide to do on Thursday? Will she actually be off the Education Committee? And there's another committee she's on, too, as well. We'll see what they come up with. But I think it'll be a swift vote, probably in the direction to remove her from those committees. And the Republicans won't like it.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Remember, you can hit me up 24/7, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Here's a big reminder for everybody. Somebody reminded me today. You know, 10 days from now, it's Valentine's Day, that forced love holiday. And maybe you care about it, maybe you don't. But just in case, I'm giving you the heads up. Amazon's given us the heads up. Of course they are. They say they're having a secret Valentine's Day sale right now. Wow, big news for Amazon. Every day when I walk Guinness, I see so many, I feel like I'm in a movie. I'm not kidding you. I see so many Amazon trucks going up and down the streets. And I have to say, I wonder, are they going to stop at my house? I don't even know what's getting delivered and what's not getting delivered, but they're everywhere. So the secret sale means that, yeah, jewelry, bath bombs, robes, robot vacuums. I'm sure that's everyone's dream to get for Valentine's Day. Hey, honey, here's your robot vacuum. Although I guess that's the idea. You don't have to touch it, right? You slap it on the floor and the crazy thing goes all over the place and vacuums everything up and you don't have to do all the work. I think. I don't know. I don't have a robot vacuum. I've seen them, so that's what I'm assuming, right? So they're gently nudging people that some of the prices have dropped by 25%. So you just have to look around and figure out what it is that you want to get for Valentine's Day. But you better hurry, or it's going to have to, unless you're a Prime member, and maybe they can get it to you in 2 days. I mean, what is, for COVID, what is a good Valentine's gift? We're already streaming all the movies and everything else, right? I don't know. A bubble where you can go somewhere and you can be on the beach or by the water and you're safe. Bring me to safety. Put me in a bubble that can just fly away and not get to us. I mean, in all seriousness, because the reservations of going to the restaurants where normally it'd be jammed, like this time last year, we weren't in COVID. So I remember I got taken out for a steak dinner and it was wall-to-wall people. Wall to wall, you know, boom, here's your table. You had to get the reservations, and it was the big reminder if you didn't make a reservation that it wasn't going to happen for you, right? So this is just a gentle reminder, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. We have the mic drop moment for you, and it's a beautiful thing. A New Jersey man who was in a horrible crash at just 20 years old, he, in fact, woke up from an induced coma. He drove his precious Dodge Challenger SRT. He paid for it himself. He customized it. He was with wheels, exhaust, all that kind of stuff. And apparently, Joey DeMeo was driving home from work in August of 2018, everyone's nightmare, after pulling a night shift and fell asleep behind the wheel. A stranger dragged him from the flaming wreckage, so saved his life, but he was burned over 80% of his body. Had 20 surgeries. His hands were still barely usable. His fingers reduced to like nubs. His face was a constant reminder of what happened. So all this testing and preparation and everything got from donors. They assembled a new face and hands. And now he's 22 and almost 6 months out of his surgery. His transplant team has declared DeMeo's procedure a success. He is the first person in the world to receive a face and two hands. I think it is amazing. And I love what his doctors say, that he was calm and collected and he never lost hope. After all those surgeries, all the possibilities, because if you look at history, in France, there was a 30-year-old man who died 2 months after the attempt to have a new face and two hands because he got an infection related to the underlying burns. There was a patient in Boston who had hand transplants removed because they didn't take. So they feel really good about DeMeo. And DeMeo, who lives in Clark, New Jersey, which is about 20 minutes from Newark, New Jersey, so also close to New York City, said he hopes that going public with his story will help others. He said he felt that everyone needs to know about it, so he felt comfortable doing a news conference at the hospital at NYU, and he said, I hope my motivation inspires other people to get back on their feet and not look down in the dumps. You've got to work hard to change things, and you can't give up. I love that. He just positive, all that kind of stuff, because you can imagine what that's like. And like I said, it is everyone's nightmare, right? When you're hustling jobs and you're tired and you are on a late shift and you fall asleep behind the wheel, oof, and somebody saved him, that was the first thing, and then the fact that he now is the first person in the world to have this really take where he's got a successful face and double hand transplant is fantastic. I think it's one of my favorite mic drop moments so far. I want to talk about a couple of other quick things that we've been talking about here on the show that I know are the buzz in your backyard because they're the buzz in my backyard, and I say that this show is about that. What's happening in your backyard and happening in mine that we're all talking about. And one of the things we're talking about, of course, is COVID and the vaccines. I don't meet or talk to anyone who doesn't have to dominate the conversation and be negative. It's always a part of the conversation. Did you get a vaccine? What about the sites? Anyone in your family? What's happening? Anybody you know have COVID? All that kind of conversation. And we have now the stats that say 450,000 people plus have died from COVID-19. And now we're seeing that there's the push to have more vaccines. And big sites are being set up around the country. Yankee Stadium is going to have a site. Dodger Stadium, they're having a lot of success at Dodger Stadium in getting people in and out. And it's all just about getting the doses. And if they can get the doses, then they're, then you're halfway home. And you can go through the list. And then the people who don't want to get it, you know, it's 80% is what we're looking at for herd immunity. It's, I think, those variants that are worrisome. But first we got to get through this. I mean, that's the bottom line. We have to pull through what's happening here, and then move on and see what happens. So the other thing, besides COVID and besides, of course, the political circus that is constantly in our life, so nothing has changed with that. That drumbeat is always going to be there. I think watching what's going on in the stock market has become interesting because of the Reddit Raiders and what's happened with GameStop and some other stocks and people who have completely lost their shirt, I'll say, because of it tanking, or a lot of people with a lot of money, hedge fund dudes who decided they were going to do like the big short maneuver. It didn't work because they got caught up in the tailwind of the Reddit Raiders. And then what happens with the targeting of other stocks? So if you look at the latest, the Reddit trader called Roaring Kitty, who they're saying was really behind GameStop and that rally, the GameStop rally, said he lost $13 million in one day. Keith Gill is his name, right? And he was on Wall Street Bets. That's a forum they have where they talk about stocks. And he's been sharing updates on his GameStop investment after he kickstarted that frenzy of buying shares in the company, because he was the one. He has 50,000 shares in the video game retailer, along with 500 call options. But the value of his stake dropped by $13.6 million a day ago as GameStop's shares tumbled 60%. So it's been a rocky ride up and down. But look, he's an internet celebrity, and he still has made some serious cash on this. And everybody wants to get his take on what's happening and what should happen. He says the story is so much bigger than me. It is so much bigger than him. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Leadership in the Senate has reached a power-sharing agreement laying out how the body will operate with a 50-50 split. New Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the deal settles committee ratios and allows those committees to organize with Democrats at the gavel. They hold the majority in the Senate through the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Kamala Harris. At the heart of the standoff was the matter of the filibuster, which Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell demanded Schumer pledge to keep in place. The New York Democrat initially resisted, but two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, announced they wanted to keep the filibuster rule intact, essentially depriving Schumer of the votes to do away with it. And prosecutors in Wisconsin are asking a judge for a new arrest warrant and an increased bond for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teen accused of killing two people last year during unrest in Kenosha. According to court filings, prosecutors say Rittenhouse violated the terms of his current bond by moving and failing to give the court his new address. This is USA Radio News. Less than a week away from former President Trump's impeachment trial, and his legal team is making their argument against the proceedings clear. They believe impeaching a president who's left office is unconstitutional. David Schoen joined the president's team several days ago and tells Fox News that there is no statute that gives the United States Senate standing to try a private citizen.
This Senate has absolutely no jurisdiction to conduct these proceedings. They're unlawful proceedings. The Constitution is quite clear on the issue. A number of scholars have debated the issue, but if you go to the language of the Constitution, it's clear that, and everyone knows, the impeachment proceeding is intended for the removal of office of a sitting officer. The impeachment occurred occurs in the House, of course. That occurred while President Trump was president. But they held the articles until he was no longer president. Trial didn't begin. There's absolutely no jurisdiction in the Senate to try former President Trump than there is any other citizen in the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Pleasure to go all the way to Australia, although I know many Australians listen to this show, so you're laughing as I say that. But just there outside of Queensland, you think of Queensland and how beautiful that area is. And Daryl Barnes joins us now, and he's written a book called Crazy Bird Stories. In fact, he's written 6 books, so great for him. And they're all different in different ways. And this one really struck a chord with me. And for many of you, I think it will, too. So, Daryl, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. And appreciate you giving me the opportunity to present my case, if you like.
I know. I like to present the case. So we talked off the air, and you told me a couple fascinating things. We see that certain birds have that risk of going extinct, and people gasp because sometimes they're some of the most beautiful birds in the world, and they had no idea what was happening, and you're very much on top of this. So first, congratulations, because you got a big award in Australia for what you do as far as the environment and conservational issues, and especially related to birds. So tell us about that.
Yes, the award came out of the blue. I wasn't expecting to be even nominated for that, which I was very, very surprised but honoured to be thought of in that way. And the awards night was Monday night, just gone, and I happened to win the category, which was the Environmental Achievement Award. So that was a big recognition for the work that I've done and my passion, which is basically native Australian birds. Trying to get them in high profile into the so public understand what birds are all about and what they can do and their signals for environmental health and so forth. So yeah, it's a journey that I've only in recent times taken on. So it's what I've always been interested in, but never had the opportunity to follow it up, I suppose. And now that I've done 4 books in the Crazy Bird series and 2 other books since then, it's it's been a dream, I suppose, and it still continues on today.
I love that, and you're right, the dream continues. And sadly, though, it wasn't a dream when you went through the beautiful rainforest and over the weekend, and this is the prime example for people listening why this is so important to pay attention to what's happening with the birds and the environment and et cetera, and extinction issues, because what did you find?
Yeah, we do an annual check up the side of the mountain through rainforest, which is quite dense in places. And there's two caves that we monitor on a waterfall in the creek. And this year when we got there, the first cave we came to was usually has about 120 nests or thereabouts in it on the ceiling of the cave. And when we got there, before we even got to where the nests were, there was a big pile of feathers on the floor. And we thought, oh, this is not looking too good. And when we got in there, of course, there was no nests, there was no birds, no sign of life or activity. And when we analysed the situation, we found out that it had happened once before in a cave in 1989, so it was a long while ago. The same thing, but it was the problem that feral cats had found an opportunity to get an easy feed, and they were able to catch them as they were flying in and out of the cave. So that was pretty devastating to find out on Saturday, just gone, but it's an example of having unnatural animals in your environment, and that's the sort of damage that they do, which we'd like to think people are a bit more aware of what cats can do, especially at night time.
Yeah, so it's a good warning. And, you know, you talked about the Crazy Bird series and the book that we're talking about, Crazy Bird Stories. Tell us about that and what it was like writing this last one.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I tried to, because I write in poetic form, rhyming verse, I'm trying to say, trying to get birds' names that rhyme with other words is not always easy, but it was challenging trying to get 12 words for the first book. But that fell into place pretty well, and I thought, well, hang on, I've got one book made, and I've got to promote it and all the rest of it and try and sell it. Why not have two or three or whatever? Just keep putting my ideas on the paper and produce some more books. So second and fourth book in the series are single stories, whereas books one and book three are a combination of 12 individual short stories. They're more targeted for smaller kids to read and to, because it's rhyming, they're very catchy. And there's funny illustrations. And then in the back of the book, we've got educational stuff as well, like, about the real bird, and that it's got some brief facts and a good photo of the bird so that they can value add. And once they get a bit older and they can get out into the wide open spaces and check out the birds themselves. So the four Crazy Bird stories had a combination of education and entertainment, and that's what I was aiming to do. So, promoting it and trying to sell it is not easy, as you're probably well aware, but I'm working on it at the moment.
Well, in talking about these bird stories, do you have a favorite story? Is there a favorite story that you have or a favorite bird?
Well, there is, yes, I must admit. When I was introduced to the bird club locally here, there was a bird that came down from Papua New Guinea to breed, and it's a migratory bird. It comes down to certain areas along the coast of Australia or Queensland. It's called, if you've got a bit of a mouthful, but it's called a buff-breasted paradise kingfisher. For anyone that's not aware of it, it's not very big, but it's quite an attractive bird in the colouring that it, on the body. It has two big white tail streamers, and it nests in a termite mound on the ground. So it's quite unique in its breeding habits, and it's got a story that, captivated me at the start, and it got me involved in birds around Mackay. But, this bird's quite spectacular when you see it. It's buff-breasted paradise kingfisher.
Wow. I'm going to have to practice that, Daryl, a couple of times so that I know how to say that. What do you hope kids take away, and I think you've said it, but what do you hope kids take away from reading your books, and even adults, because adults can read your books too?
Oh, yeah, sure. Certainly, yes, exactly. people of all ages get enjoyment out of it. But the main thing I'm trying to promote is to get people just to think about birds in a different way, just to think, because they see birds in town where they live, they think all birds are like that, but there's 800 species in Australia to start with, so you've got a lot of potential. And some people travel around Australia trying to see everyone, and it's a big ask. But yeah, look, if kids instead of just looking at a bird and saying, "Oh, it's making a lot of noise, it's annoying me, or it's doing something that they don't like," they're doing it for a reason. Birds are there for their own sort of aim, if you like, and all they're doing is really surviving the best way they can. So if you can see that birds are doing something for a reason, well, just sit back and think, well, hang on, okay, let's give them a chance and see what they are doing. And if they're feeding or they're breeding, or they're the two main subjects that birds care about, people are just in the way, and it just happens to be that you're there and it's in their habitat. So you've got to give them, or you should give them a little bit of space and a bit of recognition and give them the opportunity to survive, basically, because it's a tough world out there for birds. They're always on the lookout for predators, and everybody wants a piece here if you're small. So, just to get children, especially, just to think about the birds in a bigger way, in a bigger picture, rather than just in a perhaps a negative way.
Yeah, and I think you do a great job of that. So I was just thinking in my head, 800 species. Wow, how many do you think of the 800 species have you seen?
Yeah, look, around Mackay itself, we've identified 200 plus birds that live here. Some are migratory, but most of them are here all the time. I have probably seen 99% of them, I reckon. There's a few that I haven't really been lucky enough to see that are very scarce. But yeah, Australia's got a lot of diverse habitat with rainforests and desert country and tropical country and cold country down south. So they've got a lot of variety of birds spread out around the country, and particularly people that are retired and they get a caravan, and away they go. It's a great hobby to be able to do, because it's you can do it anywhere at any time, because there's always a bird somewhere that's not far away from where you sort of prop if you're in a van.
Yep, absolutely. I think everybody listening, I bet you all have some sort of bird stories, and we're going to be talking about those too over the next couple of days. So Daryl Barnes, Crazy Bird Stories. Just congratulations on your award, what you're doing, and buy this book. You can get it on Amazon. If somebody wants to reach out to you, where can they do that?
Yeah, I've got a website. You can order my books through there. I'll have a look on the website. You'll see what I'm all about. Or an email address, which I suppose you can pass on to people. But, Amazon, most of the bigger Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and those sort of people carry the books, so they are available out there. But you can buy them direct from me, especially if you live in Australia. If you live in Mackay, you get free delivery. But for your listeners in America, it's probably easier to buy them through a distributor like Amazon and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe I was going to say, it's funny in talking about the birds, 800 species, I'm just still thinking about that. So you have definitely opened our minds, certainly. Daryl, thank you.
It's 800 plus. I think it's about 823.
Wow. Yeah, incredible. Thanks.
Yeah. No worries at all. Appreciate it. Thank you.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This time around, in Author's Corner, Richard Smith is with us. He's written a book called Furry Blessings. And furry blessings is miraculous in so many ways. And you all know how I feel about dogs and how close we get to dogs. And Richard had that experience. And he had the experience of having this book come to him, and it just poured out of him. And I love these stories. So, Richard, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell us what the book is about.
The book is about a little dog that's born out in the country, and he really wasn't supposed to live at all, but by the grace of God, he survived being a little bitty dog called Runt. And from there, it shows how he interacts and how he's being used to help other people along the way, along his long journey.
And part of this came out of your love for your dog.
Yes.
And
yes, I had a little Pomeranian.
Yeah, Pomeranian that's on the cover of the book, Furry Blessings, and who was just a game changer for you and for people listening. Thanks for your service. But you served in the military for 20 years and were deployed and whatnot. So what did that connection mean to you?
Well, basically, every time I would leave and come home, of course, you know, the dog would attack me or whatever, wanting to play and everything like that. And I wrote this story before I even joined the military, but I just let it sit on the back burner. And, you know, I struggled in the computer industry, and I was praying about it, trying to find out what my next step would be to get a good job. And then this book came to me. I was given this book to be a writer. And I sat down, and in 3 days, it just poured out of me. It was a story, God-given story to me.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, like I said, that you had to do it. You had to write about Runt. You had to figure this out. You had to talk about the farm. You had to talk about those lessons. When people read it, what do you hope they take away from reading Furry Blessings?
A very warm sensation. It's action-packed. It goes all the way through. It doesn't stop. And just let everybody know that no matter what happens, don't give up. That in the end, things are going to get better.
Yeah, and you said your personal story, like, wow, the computer industry. Then you found a career in the military where, as I mentioned, 20 years in the military because you weren't sure what you were going to do. And then it all worked out. And there is something to that where a lot of us are stumbling around a little bit. And then you look at other people and that's that comparison thing. And it's tough when you're trying to figure it all out, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And by, like I said, I was led to join the military, serve my country. And while I was in, I did IT. I was a computer guy, and I ended up instructing.
Right.
Along with my passion for writing.
So it all came back to you. It came full circle.
Yes.
And so when people read the book, like we said, you have obviously lessons in it. Do you have a favorite part of the book or a favorite lesson?
You know, my favorite part of the book is when he meets this young boy with a leukemia and how their friendship just grows and blossoms. I think that was my favorite part right there.
And what's the lesson in that, in meeting the boy who's struggling with this disease?
I guess the lesson would be, you know, the poor kid, you know, he's got a very, very bad disease and he just didn't have any life in him. He had basically given up. And once he was taken to the pound to get him a little pet or something just to, you know, kind of make him happy or make him playful, his whole life changed. So even at the end of it, he found love in this scrappy dog, little bitty dog.
Right, and that goes back to, again, the joy of a dog, and to the name of the book again, Furry Blessings. What's next for you? I see you writing another book. Do you think you'll write another one?
Yeah, I think I will. I'm trying to find the time to write it. I've got a book on that was given to me called Ghosts of Baghdad. Now, what that's about is when I was with the National Guard, we were deployed, and we actually got attached to the State Department. So it's kind of like a Tom Clancy style. And, I mean, you know, I'm going to be writing about every time before we'd go on a mission, we would sit and pray to God to protect us.
And what were those missions like?
It was various different missions, something that you would probably see on TV. And, I mean, I just felt so blessed being there helping the Iraqis out. And I would tell my wife, I'd be able to call her on the phone, and I would tell her, man, I'm so blessed. I said, I could probably walk down the streets of Baghdad with no armor on and nobody would touch me because I'm that well protected and prayed over. And my wife would laugh and say, you better not try it.
Because the people appreciated what you were doing, right? And I think that gets lost in the story. A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, a lot of it's all about the war and all that. But, I mean, to meet the Iraqi people and work hand in hand with them to help, you know, capture bad guys and help them get together, it was a blessing for me. It taught me a lot.
Wow. So that book will be interesting in a much different way than Furry Blessings to talk about that. And you were deployed how many times to the Middle East?
Three times.
Wow. And were they long deployments?
Yeah. Most of them were 12 months. And then we also, I guess with the excursion, we did a 16 month. So it was pretty long.
Yeah. There's people listening to us and, you know, we go from the story of this gorgeous little dog and the lessons you learn there to this story that you've got in you that you're going to write that's very different from that. What do you think people should take away from what happened over there? Because you were there and there were so many misconceptions about that. What would you like people to know?
Basically know that, you know, even the National Guard, we were, you know, called up to active army, and it just shows the way our military operates that you can take some citizen soldiers that normally has a regular job and does it part time and put them in an army uniform and they perform. We were very blessed to be even able to go over there and help out.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see that book come out and your work on that. But again, we started with Furry Blessings and the stories there and the lessons that you can learn there. And your dog, your just cute, cute little Pomeranian. There's so many great, you know, there's so many great breeds of dogs, but there's something about a Pomeranian that just is, oh, they're so cuddly and warm, aren't they?
Yeah. And before every night, before I'd go to bed, he'd jump up in the bed and I'd have to kiss him on the cheek, or he'd kiss me on the cheek before he'd lay down and go to sleep. So we were pretty attached at the end.
I love it. All right, you can pick up Furry Blessings on Amazon, of course. Richard C. Smith, if people want to get in touch with you, is there another way they can do that?
There's that or my Facebook page. I am on Facebook.
All right, so look for you on Facebook, and we look for this upcoming Tom Clancy-like book, too, as well. Thank you,
yes,
Richard.
Ma'am. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Wow. So how interesting is that, that Richard, I think it's the story he shared with us about working with the Iraqi people and how they protected them and what he told his wife about, you know, I could walk down the streets of Baghdad is something that peeked behind the curtain, that there are things that you don't realize when you're not there, when you weren't one of the people that were deployed, or we just got things back in little bits and pieces. You can see the way he views life and that experience and how he thought it was a blessing that he got to be put in that position and he could help people. Just like the start of the conversation where he talked about this incredible dog that he had, that there was something in his mind that his dog taught him these lessons, and then he came up with this novel. And it's the idea of wondering how people and objects and space and where you are, how that all gets in your path and what is the plan. And the story is about a dog that was never supposed to take its first breath. Like he said, this was a dog that wasn't supposed to live, but the dog, Runt, survives, and then he's taken from the farm that he loves, put in a crazy dangerous situation. And then what happens there and what happens when he comes back to the farm and when he settles in and like he said, it's a really kind of a heart pounding thing because there's the house is raided by police. He has to protect the dog, has to protect a dog fighter's prize dogs. And there's a whole story that you get taken on with Runt and what Runt does and what Runt does to comfort the boy that he talked about. And I can almost, when I was reading it, I can almost visualize it on the big screen. I can almost visualize the story because it's like the story through the dog's eyes and then what happens in life and the encounters and how sometimes you get taken out of the experience that you like and what happens when you have to navigate that and twist in a couple of different directions. So anyway, interesting man, great book, Furry Blessings, because I think of all the lessons certainly in that and easy to read for sure. Get it on Amazon. Thanks to all of you for listening to Author's Corner and, of course, this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.